Hey, what up, guys? It's Cheekies. You know, game days at my house are a whole thing. La camiseta, the snacks, la familia, all the yelling at the TV. Y claro, el outfit para la fiesta también importa. But let's talk about the family group chat, making crazy predictions before kickoff, los amigos sending voice notes after every golazo, y por supuesto, debating which player wore it best. Sign me up para esa encuesta. And when I'm on tour, I still gotta stay close to mi gente, rooting for our team, because nothing feels better than shouting gol all at the same time. Being a T-Mobile member gets me America's best network y mucho más with nonstop talk, text, and data in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Plus, I get awesome benefits like incredible perks every week with T-Mobile Tuesdays. Every match is better when you can celebrate every goal con tu gente. Switch to T-Mobile today at T-Mobile.com. On qualifying plans, not for extended international use, coverage not available in some areas. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 2H 2025.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
So she goes in and HR is like, hi, nice to see you. Please sit down. Unfortunately, we're going to put you on a performance review plan. So she left that meeting like, what the hell? And so her friend who's there, she's like, hey, let's just go to sushi. I'm going to tell her. So she sits there and she's like, hey, like, I'm going to confide in you. Like, the most insane thing just happened, but I've been sleeping with this guy and he just put me on a performance review plan. And my friend was like, what are you talking about? I'm sleeping with him.
The only thing worse about other people in the office knowing you're hooking up with your boss is you finding out that he's hooking up with other employees in return. Allegedly. Hey, what's up? Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. I'm your host and lead relationship PI, Abby Murphy. And if you're new around here, this is the podcast that gets to the bottom of those messy breakup stories you want to know more about. So if you've got a submission, head on down to the episode description. I've got a submission form there where I accept things like your own breakup story, a friend's breakup story, or if you want me to like slide into someone's DMs and be like, hey, a lot of people think you ended your engagement because you deleted all your photos and we're not really sure and we want you to give us an explanation. Would you want to come on? I can do that too. Again, the submission form is in the episode description. Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another episode of the Breakup Breakdown. This week, we've got some secondhand office gossip from someone who said their friend found out that her boss that she was hooking up with was also getting it on with other women in the office. And it all has to do with a performance review that she was sent to. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence organization just to raise more awareness. And this week we are shouting out the New Life Center in Goodyear, Arizona. They are helping to eliminate domestic and sexual violence through supportive service, education, and expertise. For more details, head to the episode description. Okay, so this week's submission comes to us from a TikTok story time where this woman posted on TikTok about her friend's office situationship hookup boyfriend thing that is going horribly wrong. She labeled the video, how my friend accidentally uncovered a whole dating scam at her new job. This has everything to do with a performance review that she was sent to, apparently by her boss slash the guy that she was hooking up with.
This is her boss, let's call him Andrew. Susie and Andrew are running off into the sunset. They're living their best life. They're doing trips to Miami, New York. So they're like fully effing. Yesterday, Susie gets called into HR and she calls me and like, oh my God, Nicolette, they know. I'm like, they don't know. There's literally no way they know. He wouldn't let it happen. They don't know. It could be anything. Don't worry about it, just go. She goes to this meeting and the HR person is like, Susie, have a seat. Thanks so much for coming. We absolutely love your energy. We love what you're bringing to the team. The only thing is your performance just isn't quite where it needs to be and would have expected it to be in 6 months. And she's like, what the fuck? So for context, Andrew is the only one. It's her direct report. There's no other person that would be judging her performance. So she's like, Andrew told HR to pull me into a meeting? What the hell? So she leaves the meeting and it's a bit like, hey, I'm so confused. She's sitting at her desk. So she's like, okay, I'm gonna like confide in my colleague who started like around the same time as her, like another girl. I'm gonna like talk to her about it. So they go out for sushi and she's sitting there. Let's call her Melissa. And she's like, Melissa, the craziest thing just happened. I'm going to tell you because whatever, I trust you. But like, I've been sleeping with Andrew for like 6 months now. We're fully a thing. We're a couple. Like, and he just like had HR pull me in to say my performance is bad. Like, don't you think that's kind of like weird? And Melissa's like, what do you mean? And she's like, yeah, like I just came from the HR office. And she's like, no. What do you mean you're sleeping with Andrew? And she's like, oh, yeah, I know. But like, it's not like we're actually like a thing. Like it's not. And Melissa's like, no. What do you mean you're sleeping with Andrew? Because I'm sleeping with Andrew.
So what do you even do when you get that kind of information? Like, do you just keep hooking up with the boss and hope you get to keep your job? Or do you decide to do something about it? And are the other women on board? Let's find out when we break down this week's breakup.
A friend of mine started working at this startup. And well, she told me within the first few weeks that she thought that her boss was like super cute. So we're a super tight, we're best friends. So she was telling me about this. And then once, you know, everything started to come out, she was just updating me daily. And then I was like, okay, I need to tell this to the internet. And she was like, yeah, do it. Like, I don't care. Go for it. And so it was really as simple as that. She was just keeping me updated as the saga kind of unfolded.
She told you that her boss is super cute. And you're like, oh my God, obviously I need to see photos. Do you also think that her boss is cute? Like, do you see like the appeal here?
Oh, he's a good looking guy. Yeah, no. He's like a super good looking guy. He's like this very clearly extremely charismatic, like hunky. They're like fully seeing each other. Like she's flying to his place in New York. She's flying to his place in Miami. She did say because he was super busy at work, like they didn't see each other that often during the week. It was really like weekendy type of things. But she kind of took that as like, if you're taking me to like your places and spending full weekends with me, then like you're probably pretty committed to me. But yeah, she did mention that like, during the week, they didn't see each other.
So how do they get together? Because that's a big jump. Like we're at a workplace. There's kind of this invisible boundary that even if you do have sexual chemistry, it's so hard to just act on it. So how do they get together?
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They did a lot of these like after work, like happy hours, like every Thursday they have like this timed out happy hour. And he would come to like a few of them, not all of them, but it was just a way for like colleagues to get to know each other. And so anyways, it was maybe like her third week, like it happened really quickly, that he ended up coming to one of these happy hours. And as people kind of left, it just ended up being just the two of them. And then he was like, they were just sitting there at this bar. And then he was like, hey, do you want to like actually go for dinner? Like, I'm super hungry. I haven't eaten. I've been in meetings all day. And she was like, yeah, sure. And then it was like the foot under the table. He kind of like put his hand on her thing. And it just slowly grew from there. And nothing happened that night. But then they got each other's numbers. And then he was like, do you want to go for dinner on Thursday? And he was like a gentleman about it. Like he didn't throw himself at her. Like he was very calculated about the whole thing. But yeah, it just led to dinner and then another dinner. And then a kiss after dinner. And then it was kind of like, it just flew from there.
Full on. So like full 50 Shades of Grey, flying her out. They're on a beach somewhere, whether it's Miami or another big city, just talking about the future and actually thinking that this could go somewhere.
Yeah, that okay. And I was pro. Now I feel bad, but I was so for it.
So you're so for it. But how do we get to a place where you're like, oh, wait, this could actually be kind of a messy situation. What happens there?
Well, so first things first, when she was like, my boss is really cute. I was like, oh, no, don't do that. That's a bad idea. But then when she, you know, I was like, admire from afar, like, do not do this right now. This is a bad idea. But then when she was telling me like all these really cute stories, like I was also bought in. I was like, no, this is a really great guy. Like hasn't found love yet. And he's just a great guy. I actually didn't think anything was sketchy until literally the call where she called me. It kind of took a downward trajectory pretty fast.
Yeah. Wait, so tell me that. that story. So you're talking to your friend. She's having this great relationship with this guy. You don't see anything wrong. And then she calls you. What does she tell you on that call?
So she calls me after work that day. And she's like, you're not going to believe the day I just had. I'm bopping along and I get called in by HR for a performance review. No, just got called in by HR, gets a thing. So she goes in and HR is like, hi, nice to see you. Please sit down. So like, everything's great. Your energy's great. That's the feedback we're getting. But like, unfortunately, your just performance itself, like there's things that are like kind of lacking. You don't get deliverables done soon enough. It's just like kind of high level things. And we would have expected you to be this far along. So unfortunately, we're going to put you on a performance review plan. It's a really, you know, sought after position. So you'll have 30 days to kind of turn around your performance. So she left that meeting like, what the hell? She's sitting at her desk like, there's no way that just happened. Like, there's no way. And so her friend who's there, she's like, hey, let's just go to sushi. I'm going to tell her. So she sits there and she's like, hey, like, I'm going to confide in you. Like, the most insane thing just happened, but I've been sleeping with this guy and he just put me on a performance review plan. And my friend was like, what are you talking about? I'm sleeping with him and I have a meeting with HR this afternoon and I'm freaking out about it.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
And she's like, wait, sorry, what? And she's like, yeah, remember when I was in Miami last weekend? Like, I was with him. I was with him. And she's like, what? So they're like, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. Go to the meeting and let's just see if it's what we actually think it is. Like, go to the meeting and then let's chat after. So the other girl goes off to the meeting. She's in there and she's like, hi, oh, your energy is great, blah, blah, but your performance isn't quite there. So we're going to give you 30 days. And if you don't hit it, then you're out. So she comes out of the meeting. She's like, yeah, it happened. It happened. And then that's when I was like, okay, to my friend, like, what does this girl look like? Like, do you guys like have seen? She's like, well, yeah, like now that you mention it, we do actually have like quite, I'm like, send me your picture. Literally send me her picture right now. Send me your picture. Identical. I'm like, are you kidding me, man? And she's like, I don't know. Like, it's a really good looking office. And so anyways, I'm like, you need to go back. Because in their system, they can see the people that worked there in the past. It wasn't hard to figure it out. And I was like, you need to go like contact these girls. And like, first of all, if they all look like similar vibes to you guys, I think we have our answer. And they found six girls.
No. Do all six girls have a similar look?
It's ridiculous. So it's ridiculous.
Are you like, let's say you're just making an observation here. Do you think that these girls are specifically getting hired in order to maybe fill not just a professional role, but maybe a personal one?
That's my hunch. But I also, to be fair, I don't know what the other people at the company look like. Like, she was like, it's a good looking company. I'm going to tell you right now, like, they hire good looking people. So maybe all the engineers and maybe the marketing girls, like, I really don't know if they all have a similar vibe, but these six girls look too similar to be a coincidence.
They're like he's hot got people only hotties at this office.
Hot, super, super blonde. I'm like, hey, how did you not like put two and two together? So anyways, yeah, they contacted these girls. They all got on a Zoom call and all the girls were like, yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. And they were like, okay, we want to do something about it. And all the girls were so iconic. Like, they were like, yeah, let's do it. Like 100% down. One of the girls is like dating this like super rich guy now. And so then she was like, yeah. So like 2 years ago, I was at this company and this happened. And he was like, I'll pay for it. Like, I'll pay for the legal fees. It was iconic the way that the girls came together. It was actually super jokes. And so anyways, they are now in the midst of like trying to figure out and then decided to just carry on and go back into the office. Like, we won't act. We don't want any whistleblowers. We don't want thinking that anything crazy is going to come out of this. Like, we don't want them to find out. And so they just went back into the office like normal, just cracked on. And yeah, that's when the second HR meeting happened.
So they have a second HR meeting.
So they have a second HR meeting where the girl pulls them in and is like, hi, one after the other. So they get into the meeting and the HR girl's like, hi, sit down. So, and there's an IT guy there and he's sitting there. And they're like, so we do this thing once a year where we look at all the computers and we make sure that all the data is where it needs to be. And we can see where the laptops have been logged into. And we've noticed that your laptop was logged in from the US, from like New York, from Miami. What's going on there? You know, in your contract, you're not supposed to be working from the US. You're supposed to only be working from Canada. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, yeah, it really wasn't a big deal. I went on a Thursday. I just worked for the Friday. And she's like, okay, I'm going to need you to tell me like all the places that you've been. And my friend's telling me this. She texted me being like, oh my God, I've been called into HR. Like one of the girls ratted. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, there's no way that that happened. Then she tells me, oh no, no, no. And she wasn't worried. She was like, oh, it's just an HR thing. And I was like, man, that's weird.
Uh-huh.
Like I've done like work from Costa Rica before for, it's a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
It's not like a tell me every place you've been over the last 6 months. And I was like, that's a weird story. So anyways, later that night, this is happening, or a few hours later, actually, the girls are in the bathroom and they're just doing their makeup because they're going to go for drinks later. Well, long story short, there's a girl bawling her eyes out in the bathroom and they're like, what? That's so weird. The girl doesn't come out. It's about 15 minutes. So they go back out to their desk. They're just kind of gathering their stuff. And lo and behold, HR lady walks out of the bathroom, bawling her eyes out.
No.
And they're like, what is going on? They're like, what? Like, what just happened? Like, so they carry on to their drinks and they start texting the group chat. They're like, guys, the HR lady is bawling her eyes out. Like, is this something completely random? Is this what, has she just put two and two together? What's going on? And one of the girls is like, no, 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 no. That's his cousin. And we're all like, what? That's his cousin? What are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, when I worked there, I walked into the office and they were in each other's arms and she was bawling her eyes out. And there was another time where he was texting her and she was like, why are you texting her? And he's like, oh no, it's my cousin. It's my mom's sister's daughter and their family dog is going through this terrible surgery and it's super sad. And so she's super upset about it, but I didn't want to tell anyone. Like, I don't want people thinking like nepotism. So please just keep it on the DL. Like, don't tell people that I know this. And for, like, yeah. Sorry, don't tell people that I've hired my cousin. So anywho, long story short, everyone's like, don't buy it. Absolutely don't buy it. And where we're at now is that they're going to try and figure out if they are in fact together. If there even is a dog, people in the comments are like, there's no dog, doesn't exist. So anywho, that's where we're at. We need to figure out if they're in fact together. And the girls are being like, it's kind of hard because he doesn't have Facebook. She does have Facebook. So they're like, we can't send an invite from like our own thing. So anyways, the girls are being very sneaky on how they're going to go about it. But the pack is torn now. Half of them are like, I think she's a victim in this. And half of them are like, no, I think she's actually firing us because she's trying to keep women away from him. And they're actually together. Like, it's a whole.
Oh my God. Well, are the Swedish supermodel pack, are they planning on taking some kind of legal action if they do get fired? Or even if they don't get fired, do they still want to do something about it?
They do. They're at the point where they fully do still want to do something about it. But they're now divided. Like, this is in the last like 3 days. They're now officially divided. They were all super pro, let's take him down. Okay. And now they're kind of like, well, no, I think she's a victim. And half of them are like, I don't think she's a victim. I think that she is with this person, but she knows exactly the type of person she's with. Mm-hmm. But she didn't realize that he was doing it like in the office. And that she's actually just firing these girls and he's not going to push back on it. Like, I think it's just so messy and time will tell on what actually goes down. But yeah, I think my friend's leaning towards quitting and I'm like, don't do it for the plot.
Also, take your severance. Like, if you quit, you only get nothing. But if you get fired.
Exactly. I was like, don't. It's a bad move. And the lawyer's also like, don't.
Yeah, yeah.
Quit.
Yeah. Have they confronted this man? I feel like they've talked to the HR lady, but they haven't said anything to their communal boyfriend.
No, nothing. No, they're going into the office right now, like, is it completely normal?
I'm assuming they've all ceased seeing him romantically, though.
Yes. And actually, funnily enough, like, this is a few days after this was all unraveling. One of the group messaged one of the girls and was like, hey, want to come to Miami this weekend?
No.
Like, messaged my friend. And the other girl was like, rude. Okay. But she was like, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. Like, I think I might be busy. But they're literally acting like nothing's wrong.
That's crazy. And it's so hard to, you literally can't avoid him. He's at your office every day.
No. Okay. He's in meetings a lot. Like she says, we don't actually see him like that often. But yeah, no, they're fully both acting and he's coming up to both her desks and like he has no idea.
This is like corporate John Tucker Must Die.
Literally. But now, unfortunately, the girls are divided. Like, it's, I'm like, I wish, but I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it unravels.
The girls are divided in the sense that some people want to do something about it and some people don't.
Well, some people think she's a victim.
The HR.
And they're lady. Like, no, that the HR lady's a total victim in this. This is clearly her boyfriend. And he's just a scumbag that's doing all this under her nose. And now she's found out. And then other people are like, there's no way she doesn't know. She knows who she's with. She's with this extremely successful guy. And she's waiting for that ring. And she doesn't care what comes with it. Like, she's invested in this. So I think that will really depend if we can figure out if they're actually together. Mm. Like, let's say that this like is a high school sweetheart situation. Let's say they've been dating, or let's say they've been dating for 5 years. Then you're like, okay, this girl's not as innocent in this whole thing as we think. Like, she doesn't, I don't know. We just need more information. Like, I'm leaning towards she probably knows.
Probably. I don't know if you're watching that big Hulu show, Tell Me Lies, but there's that similar storyline of like the guy and the girl are married. They're both the similar age, and the woman, because she wants to be with the hot, successful guy that she's been with for years, she agrees to the open marriage. And even though she knows it's happening, she's not okay with it.
Exactly. Like, and I have not seen that show. My sister watches that show and she loves it. I haven't seen it. But you hear that over and over again, right? Like, women at the end of the day, when they're with the guy and they've been forever, they're so invested, then they do stuff like that, right? Like, okay, fine. I'll enter in an open relationship if it means and I can stay with you. And so to me, I would still call her the victim in this. I'm like, this is sad. Obviously, if she had enough ownership that she could just go, okay, no, I deserve better than this, that would be ideal. But we're just gonna have to wait and see.
No, literally. Is there a plan to figure out whether or not they're dating or not, or we're just waiting?
So this is the thing. So the girls originally were gonna follow both of them. My girlfriend was gonna follow, and then her friend was gonna follow, and they were gonna just see if they end up at the same house kind of thing. And I was like, I don't know about that. Like, so there's a new plan that's being spun up to try and figure out if they are in fact together, but we'll see. I won't speak about it yet, but we'll see.
Waiting on the plan, got to execute the plan. Well, thank you for spilling the tea. This was some hot office gossip.
Insane story. Just nuts.
What better group of people to react to this episode than the very own Personality Hires podcast? These are my former coworkers, and on this podcast, we break down what we call inhumane resources all the time, which are basically like these crazy office scandals where you have no idea how to handle them. So they'll be on Thursday, and I'll see you whenever you decide to tune in next.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk, your PM wants feature adoption by cohort, and your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.